Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you looking for a hat that'll fit you just right, I have fedoras, brims.
can you take down the cheetah one? I just want to see it.
Oh, you want to see my left pocket got this in it, right pocket got blues in it. That's what you want to see? Oh, let's go.
They don't know what to do with it.
Oh, there's a lot.
It's a...
it's so many.
What up, everybody? I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Gigi LaFleur.
Damn, internet, you scary. We got a very special guest in the house. First and foremost, Happy New Year to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Secondly, we have the Southern Belle herself, the hilarious lady. Comedy, you know what I'm saying, representing the South, putting the name on the goddamn map. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
We got Gigi LaFleur in the building.
Talk about it.
This is funny. It's like you hear me, that's so fun.
Hey, these can't hold me back, okay?
I might start doing that, Gigi.
That has never been a person.
Look, now my shirt all loose around the collar. No, I'm looking unkempt.
That has never been a person that I want to ride in an old school car with at least 310s or 215s. I need at least 6x9s. So we need 4 in the back, okay? Mm-hmm. We need 2 in the front. And then we need some tweeters in that bitch, okay?
In
we got a screen, great. If not, we all good, you know what I mean? But, like, I ain't never wanted to ride in a car like that with somebody so bad in my life, you understand me? And just have a pack of stickers. Ain't smoking it, but we just keep doing this at every stoplight. Just hit the back of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe freaking the black amount, take it out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Empty the tobacco, take that little sleeve out, put the tobacco back in, freak it real right, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the hood shit I want to do with Gigi. I ain't even gonna hold you down.
Where would y'all go?
I like to do hood and hood adjacent activities sprinkled with a heavy dose of country shit.
Yeah.
So I like to do that. I'll go to a museum. I'm cool with it. But after we leave the museum, I would like to go to the Jack-a-Lot. I want to go to the flea market.
What was the first one?
It's called the Jack-a-Lot. So a flea market, a swap meet, and a jockey lot. It's jockey lot, but here in the country, it's jockey lot. You run it all together. Go to
what
the jockey
lot.
It's a swap meet. It's like a flea market, but they're called jockey lots. Jockey lots.
Jockey lots. Jockey lots.
Flea market. The jockey lot.
Okay.
And you
I feel
go
like
there.
I'm gonna learn a lot. I'm about to learn a lot today.
Y'all call them swap meets over there.
It's just
a myriad of people bringing a bunch of bullshit that nobody really needed it, but somebody needed it.
I'm going to one next weekend. It's a vintage swap meet that's going down in, I want to say, Pasadena. And my homegirl, this is her birthday on the 11th. This is what she want to do. She want to go vintage thrifting. I'm like, fuck it, let's do it.
I like her.
Yeah, because I need to get some shelving. We got a little cove in our new place that I'm going to turn into a bar. So I'm get some shelving and maybe a small little mini fridge or something for that and turn that into like a kind of like a speakeasy cove. And we got a barn door that covers it up when it's not, so it's not exposed all the time. But you slide it out, paint it on the inside, a little light, a dingy lamp. A wine cooler, and then some shelves with all the whiskey, vodka, tequila, all of that on there.
Oh, so you setting up the ambiance. Well, I love it. That sounds good. This turned into home and garden real quick, didn't it?
Real quick.
You gotta have one of them slots for just the eyes, like how they do.
A speakeasy slot.
What's the password?
What if I stand in there before I get in there before people come? And when people come, I do the little slide, like, what kind of drink you want? And then I slide it back in.
Do that. And then you have somebody in the corner singing shit like, I got a man that's more than 8 foot tall, 4 foot shoulders, and that ain't all. Give it a real
juke
joint.
You seem like the lady that lays on the piano singing
I'm
songs.
I'm here for it. I already got my flower to put behind my ear and everything. You ain't got to provide that for me. I bring my own props. Got the wig back there already for it. So I'm ready.
What city are you from, Gigi, again? South Carolina?
I'm from a metropolis known as Woodruff, South Carolina. I'm sure Woodruff? You're familiar with it.
Woodruff?
Woodruff. Woodruff. Woodruff.
Woodruff.
Woodruff. Woodruff, okay. South Carolina.
It's small. It's small. It's a tiny town.
Oh, no, it's a metropolis. I'm telling you, we are known all across the nation.
Gigi, I love you. I love you to the moon and back. I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't never heard of Woodruff until you mentioned it.
Right. We're known all across the nation with our 8 stoplights. Everybody knows about us. We are the who's who of small towns. I'm telling you. If you don't know about Woodruff, you are not in the
towns in Spartanburg County.
It is. It is. It's a great town. It's a great 4,000
people there.
Huh?
There's only 4,000 people there.
Yeah, it's a metropolis. I just told you it was. I just told you it was a hustling, bustling big city. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Metropolis.
The proof is in the pudding, right?
It's a hustling and bustling.
It says the city animal. Oh wow! So
it's a Wolverine.
Y'all flag is it got a mosquito on it.
First of all, Woodruff, South Carolina. Our mascot is Wolverine. Don't you? I'm telling you, when you mess with the Wolverine, you'll get the claws. Okay,
the
don't
claws.
Ever forget that.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
the
flag got a tractor and a mosquito on it.
we have the only high school football coach in the country to ever be on the back of a Pepsi Cola bottle. That's right, you heard me. Hey, don't clutch your pearls. Since I told you that, that's breaking news. So back in the day, they used to put like. Coaches of big high profile sports coaches and stuff, college coaches, NFL coaches, stuff like that. They used to put them on the back of a Pepsi Cola bottle back in the day. It was a big deal. Well, our high school football coach, Willie L. Varner, only high school football coach ever, that's right, you heard me, ever to be on the back of a Pepsi Cola bottle. And I'm not bragging or nothing because I'm just like you. You know, I'm no better than you. But I am from
Wait, Florida, so. Did that make him like a local celebrity? Like, were people giving him free drinks and free food?
Did it? He has we got a football stadium named after this man. What you talking about? We do not play about Willie L. Varner. Is he racist? Listen, that's not what we're here about.
Oh, he white?
That's not what we're here about.
I pictured a black dude.
Extremely white. Extremely. I'm talking about fresh cut American work.
Is that like, do you tell a lot of people that? Like that's y'all like claim to fame a little bit?
You know what? Nobody made me the town spokesperson. It was just kind of a job I took on for myself. Nobody gave me a script or anything. I've been just winging this as I go. So okay. I nobody told me about this. I just go on my own and let people know about the great town that I come from.
There you go.
I mean, you get to be proud of New York City. Then I get to be equally as proud of the sister city, Woodruff, South Carolina.
Wait, you would consider Woodruff the sister city to New York?
I mean, did I stutter, Brad? I mean, what's...
I was just trying to make sure I got the information correctly so when I pass them along, I know what happened. I just want to know what accolades to correctly identify it is. That's it. That's it.
Do y'all have any celebrities from there?
Gigi?
First of all, yes, we do. I'm glad you brought that up, Patrick. Since you want accolades, I don't understand why you need white man's paperwork at this time for me.
Wait, you started with the accolades.
I don't understand. I just told you. Why am I not? Why am I not enough of a reference? I'm a town citizen. Hear ye. But we do have famous people. So one of the most famous people to come out of Woodruff is Tory Daggone Dandy, one of the most famous agents, sports agents in America right now. Tory Dandy, he's from Woodruff, South Carolina. Tony Rice, Notre Dame, Woodruff, South Carolina.
Tony Rice.
You're gonna believe this one, Gigi LaFleur. That's the one. That's the one who name need to be on the sign, and I need a key to the mother city.
I agree. I agree.
Now, and they ain't gave it to me yet. I ain't sour about it or nothing. I know my day coming. I'ma wait, but I'm just saying.
But that's that. Are you still there now?
In Woodruff?
Uh-huh.
I'm up the street. I moved on up in the world.
Got it. Now let me ask you this: if they gave you the key to the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gave you the key to the city, and they're like, "Hey, and we just got this new house on the market, 6 mm-hmm. bedrooms. Why don't you come on home to Woodruff?"
I go back to Woodruff right now.
Really?
Right now. Pack my whole family up and go right back down the street.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I would take the key to the city, but I don't think I can move back to St. Louis right now.
Well, honey, you're from St. Louis. I can understand. honey, I'm not here to judge. You know.
It sounds like judgment, Gigi. It sounds like a little judgment.
I truly enjoyed myself in the STL. I truly did. Those people were so kind to me. But from what I... from what I've ascertained from our prior conversations that we've had with other...
Don't do it.
I'm sure it's a wonderful. God bless.
You know what it is? It's not even, I mean, I'm not even talking about like the crime aspect because it's crime everywhere.
Crime doesn't bother me, honey. Yeah. I prefer just a dash of it.
Yeah. But the thing that it's kind of like St. Louis is, it's a good mix of a small and a big city.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm gonna move to a small city, I want to move to a small city. I want to move to like Temecula, you know what I'm saying? Wine country. I want to move to Joshua mm-hmm. Tree. I want to be out where like that city is its own thing, and I'm good there. Like, if I want to move to something smaller, I really want to move to somewhere smaller. St. Louis, it's got big city aspirations, but it doesn't give you a lot of city options. Like, you don't have, you know, nothing stays open past 2 o'clock. If a fight don't break out, because they might close early around 1.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M. Oh. And then also it's not a whole lot of positive outlets, you know what I'm saying?
I can see that.
It is on the come up, though. Like, they got a lot of stuff coming.
That's coming up.
I'm going to play it cool. Now, I don't know if I can move to Woodrow. You know, I don't know if I could.
The hustle, the metropolis life and the fast pace of Woodruff, it isn't for everyone. And I can understand why that something so fast paced may not be for you, with you being from a smaller town like St. Louis.
Is there crime in Woodruff?
Is there crime? Of course. You betcha there's some.
But everybody know each other.
Hey, mosquitoes.
Which makes the crime ridiculous. Which
mosquitoes be robbing other mosquitoes for their bloods.
You're my cousin on my daddy's side. What are you doing on my back porch, fam? I know your mama. We play cards together Friday. Get out my yard.
But why would both of the people who live there fight each other?
First of all, don't ever play us like that. We have a total of about 16 core families in Woodruff, and we've branched off. We have two sets of Jeters with a G and a J, and please don't get them confused. Don't mix them up. It's almost...
Hey, Pat, if your car gets stolen, it'll be back in like 2 weeks because everybody's stealing from each other. So like,
it's just on a circuit.
I'll get it back. You'll find out in a couple of weeks. We'll go to a car party. So we have liquor houses in Woodruff. I don't know if y'all have those. Some people call them bootleg houses, shotgun houses, stuff like that.
Shotgun. Okay. I heard a shotgun.
Where they make like moonshine?
Nah, a shotgun house.
Well, you can get shine. Like, it's easy to get shine. I got 2 jars of shine downstairs. Did you want me to pour you some?
Do you really have moonshine downstairs?
Yeah. What you talking about?
That was made?
Absolutely. Two kinds. Count them, Pat. Two kinds.
Shotgun like house means that if you fire a shotgun through the front door, it'll go right through the back door. Because everything's just like stacked like that on a shotgun house.
It's a liquor house or a bootleg house. Some people call them, you know, a little kickback house. It's just a house that somebody sells, you know, entertainment. It's adult beverages and maybe some fish plates. Somebody out there frying fish in the yard, chicken wings. You know, you can get you a $10, you get you 2-3 pieces of fried catfish fillet, some fries, hush puppies, some slaw, a little bit of tartar cocktail sauce, a piece of loaf of bread, $10. Get you an iced tea or a red Kool-Aid with it.
And is it a back house or do people also live there or is it a back house?
Yes, someone does live there. That is their actual home. And sometimes, a lot of the times, it's generationally. Well, your grandpa ran this house, now his son run this house, now his granddaughter run this house. You can't buy alcohol here out of the liquor store after 7 o'clock in South Carolina.
Wait, every day? I thought that was just like after maybe like Saturday because you can't sell it on Sunday, right?
Monday through Saturday. And after 7:01, the Lord does not allow us to partake in the devil's juice. They think that crime is going to stop.
That's the thing. Well, this is what I
think. Crime's going to stop at 7:01 because they stop serving drinks. Like, we don't be having book and moonshine in our house.
That, wow. I think they hid in one of those places in Walking Dead. I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so let me just clear this up. You have Southern and you have country. I'm from a country town. You can be Southern and not be country. It's a lot of Southern towns that aren't as country as what I come from. I come from a very small country town to where the bus driver used to be a student, and that's who gets the kids to school. Like, my uncle used to drive the bus, and he was also a student. So, like,
at the same time?
Yeah, like, he was a student. Like, he was actually in high school driving the bus of other kids to
school. Ain't no way. Wait, so he...
I don't think that's legal. I'm going to be honest. I don't think... He got away with it, but I don't think that's legal.
But guess what? Things got done.
Wait, he parked the bus and got off with the other kids?
I thought that was pretty standard. Like
he closed the door. He closed the door and put the keys on the tire.
You could be a first-year graduate and still drive the bus.
Wild.
You get them children to school, damn it. Get that learning done, okay? By any means necessary.
Wait, so if he don't come to school, who... Like, if he's sick from school, who takes him to like,
if on the bus? If he don't go to school, what else is he finna do? You gonna sit at home and watch the stories? Take your damn ass up to that schoolhouse and get your learning done. So we can get the rest of the day.
Stories until you're at least 45 years old.
What?
You can't call them stories yet. Stories? No, you can't be in high school watching stories.
I'm gonna watch. Listen, I was gonna watch me some stories in high school. I was already hooked on them by then. My grandma had hit me with the bug, and I was already hooked on Victor and Nikki and Jack.
As the world turns? Was that God in light?
Don't you ever disrespect me like that to Hero. I thought we was friends.
I don't watch the story. I just remember my grandma watching it.
I'm a classy broad.
You didn't even say the name. You just listed characters.
I'm young and the restless. Okay?
Young and the restless. Okay.
And don't ever disrespect Victor Newman like that. That's all about granddad.
This is what I will say. Those soap opera actors, they are some of the most talented people in the world in terms of like memorization, because their scripts are ridiculous. First of all, second of all, they could change the day of, like, not just a scene. They will rewrite half an episode, and the actors just got to get on set and just deliver it.
Wait, why? Crazy.
Because if for some reason they need to write somebody out real quick, or they need to bring somebody back real quick, or they need to change a timeline to make somebody fall in love with this person, they do a flashback and you find out, oh, he was sleeping with her. So now they got to get this scene picked up, so it makes sense 3 episodes later that they got caught in bed together. Like, how long has this been going on?
Then they had to do a flashback. I would love to be in ridiculous. A soap opera.
Is the season not written out ahead of time?
It is, but if somebody get in trouble, they'll write like other shows and movies and shit like that. They'll write you out over time or over the break. Soap operas will write you out that morning.
Sure will. Okay, that you ain't want to negotiate right on that contract. Get that out of here. Get her out of here. She fell off a cliff. She fell off a cliff that day, and then 7 months later, they'll find her body at the bottom of the cliff under some brush, and she has amnesia, and she come out the woods, and then she, I don't remember who I am.
Then it's still going?
Huh? At all. Young and the Restless has been on since 1973 with over 50 seasons.
Victor Newman is still on there and still causing problems.
I've never seen that. They told Dick Wolf to kiss my ass. Dick Wolf, what you got, 20 seasons? You got 22 seasons of Law & Order? SVU? Kiss my ass. We got
50 seasons. To be on a soap opera. Just so I could, like, my favorite kind of soap operas are the drama ones. Like, Dynasty, Young and the Restless, telenovelas. Like, I want to put on just, like, big, ridiculous-ass shoulder pads. And the 12,000
episodes.
How many?
12,000.
And they ain't put me in not one on. That's what pissed me off and keep me up at night. They asked me to be in none of them.
Well, fellas, I want to let you know, it doesn't matter if you're in St. Louis, if you're in L.A., if you're in Woodrow, Dallas, stop Texas, it don't matter, because wherever you at, your partner is going to want some good sex. We talking about sex early in the morning, early in the year. But you know what? It's a part of our lives, all right? If you want to be delivering that rod correctly, you need to check out Blue Chew, okay? Blue Chew is really putting your money where your mouth is. You understand me? It delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in a chewable tablet. Blue Chew tablets have been a part of my life, I want to say, since, for what, Pat? The last five years? Yep. Okay, look at this. Look at this. This right here in my drawer, okay? Boom. This lets y'all know your boy ain't playing about when I say I'm really subscribed to that Blue Chew life right here. I ain't kidding about it. I ain't never going back. Without the Blue Chew, if I got a pair of shoes that makes me run faster, jump higher, dunk better, why would I ever go to the gym without it? And that's what Blue Chew is for me, okay? I love the fact that everything is done online. You just go on BlueChew.com, fill out a brief survey. One of their licensed physicians will hit you back, ask you a couple questions, and then the package arrives to your door in a matter of days. In a discreet package, so ain't nobody all up in your business. You ain't got to go to no doctor's office. You ain't got to go to no pharmacy. Nah, we killing all of that, all right? This is the way to do it, all right? Fellas, if you're trying to get your freaky diggy on, you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to get your freaky diggy on, you need to check out Blue Chew. And you know, if we're telling you about it, we got a good little deal for you. So how about you check out Blue Chew and get your first order completely for free. And all you got to do is pay $5.99 for shipping. You got $5. You hear me? I know you got that. So head on over to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code DIYS to get your first order completely for free. Just pay $5.99 for shipping, and you're going to be on your way. And then let us know. Come in the comments. Be like, yo, I had that Blue Chew. It was hard as Chinese arithmetic. Let us know in the comments how y'all feel about it. You understand? I rock with it. I've been rocking with it. I'm going to keep on rocking with it. But check out Blue Chew today.
How hard is Chinese arithmetic? I've been hearing that phrase for a long time.
Well, I mean, it's got to be real hard. You don't know the numbers. So if you're just looking at this symbol, you don't know if that's a 3 or that's 13 or 343. How can you even start?
Wait. This is probably a stupid ass question, but
no,
are our numbers in English? Okay, like, our numbers, do they look different in other?
You know, I've been to other countries that speak other languages, and in the elevator, the numbers still be the same.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought numbers were universal.
I thought so on certain parts too, but like, I don't know, because Mandarin has their own alphabet. I figured they had their own. Okay, let's see. This is what Hippie said.
What do numbers look like in Woodruff?
First of all, let me tell you something, Pat. What you will not do, man, turn the fucking beat on. Like, what you not gonna do is this.
Hey, they be using cave walls for chalkboards in Woodruff.
It's just one fish, two fish,
four fish. If I knew y'all was gonna be haters,
doesn't have an alphabet. Korean
if
has an
I
alphabet.
I knew y'all was gonna be haters.
Hey, well, listen, Gigi,
I spoke so highly of you.
You know when people talk shit about you, they really fuck with you, though. You know that.
I talk so highly about you, Pat Cloud. My God,
why would you do that?
That was on your marketing.
Why would you do that in the first place, Gigi? You don't
speak
really
speak highly
that.
Of Pat.
You don't really know Pat.
He put together.
First of all, let me tell you this. Okay?
I can be spoken highly of.
We'll see about that afterwards.
I got to a point where I had to admit to myself what I was and what I wasn't gonna do. I wasn't gonna lose this weight on my own. Okay, so I got on that old Zip It. Okay, Now, as of today, I'm excited to announce that I'm at 216.
Nice.
That I am I'm 9 pounds away from my goal weight of 205. I started at 260. Started at 260 in September, and I'm 216 right now.
I see you.
Pat saw me in person at the studio. We went to go record. So Pat walked up to me, he's like, "What's up, brother?" And he gave me a hug, like, you know. And then he's like, "Oh, look, my hands. I can touch my hands." This is what this asshole do. So you ain't got to speak highly of him, okay?
I wasn't like, "Oh, look at my hands." I was just surprised because I thought there was somebody behind him. So I kind of like dapped myself up. I was like, "Whoa, who's that?" So it was more of a surprise than a diss.
He's not a good person. I was fooled.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was.
You
said me an eighth of that Ozempic, though.
Huh?
You said me an eighth of that Ozempic.
Did I become an agent of the Ozempic?
No, I said, well, would you mind selling me an eighth of that Ozempic?
An eighth of Ozempic?
Hey, listen. I've been telling you.
I ain't got a lot today.
My folks will work with you.
Let me get an eighth of it. I'm just trying
I got eight people signed up.
I'm trying to lose about 12 pounds.
Trying to do a bump of O.
Let me get a zip from you.
These are the numbers in Chinese. Yeah, so you try doing that math problem right there.
Damn, they done turned plus into 10.
The Chinese read they read different. We go from right to left. Don't they read like from left to right too?
I think everybody else reads.
I wouldn't even know how to read the math problem on the paper because I wouldn't know which way to even start before I start identifying the symbols.
This is crazy. Well, 1 through 3 I can get with. I understand. It's like 1 line, 2 lines, and 3 lines. Right. But then it just goes wild. Can you find a math problem? Because low key, though, the phrase harder than Chinese arithmetic is pretty legit.
They use regular numbers. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. But Hippie said they use regular numbers too. So I don't know if a math problem would be in Chinese numbers or if it'd be in regular problems. But Hippie also said that they read in the same direction. So when they're doing their math problem, I guess they read the same direction. So.
Imagine knowing all of this and then having to work for somebody who be having on the damn shorts with boots in the
what?
Imagine knowing this and then having to go work for somebody that don't even have on no undershirt. That shit is crazy, bro. That is insight. I would never argue with somebody that that's what you had to learn first. I don't.
Damn.
I'm gonna let you be, man. You got it. You got it, sir. Like. Your brain is set up on a whole different caliber when you start off with.
That's facts.
You got it, man. You got it.
So we got some pretty interesting stories today. One I want to start with, Pat, if you don't mind, is the woman who was blinded by an accident, who eventually developed multiple personalities, some of which could actually see. Now, this is the craziest story to me because. First of all, schizophrenia is crazy in itself. It's a real thing. But to have so many personalities and then some of the personalities could see is mind-blowing. So I'm going to just jump into it real quick. BT was a woman in Germany who became blind due to an accident at the age of 20. At 33, she started seeing a therapist for her dissociative identity disorder, a diagnosis that was previously known as multiple personality disorder. 4 years into their sessions, something unusual occurred. Some of the personalities, but not all, began to see. The brain is so crazy.
So she wasn't born blind. She was blind.
She had an accident at 20 that made her blind.
So damn, when she switched to that personality, the brain... turn the sight back up. That's weird.
That's what I'm saying. And just as a clarity thing, I might have said it wrong. Schizophrenia is not the same as multiple personality disorder. Yeah.
Which is weird because I feel like I found that out within the last 2 years. I think movies made it seem like schizophrenia was the multiple. It seemed like that information was just I was privy to that in the last year.
Yeah, and okay. Schizophrenia is genetic too. Like I knew a father and daughter that had it.
Oh, because you're not born with it. You just get it all of a sudden, right? It just
I mean, it's genetic, so it can be laying dormant for years, or you can have it early on. The chick that I knew, that her and her dad got it really bad later years in his life. Maybe like in 40s, his really started to be prominent, and the young lady, hers started kicking in her 20s. So it was completely different for them. But that's a real thing. And it's crazy that with this story, that the brain, like you said, can just decide which person gets to see and which person doesn't. Which means, in my mind, that with the right science and the right technology, you know, scientists could be able to go in and just like maybe reset, do a hard reset on a circuit breaker so all the people could see. But that's just crazy how complex and still how little we know about the human brain, I feel like.
Well, they say that your eyes, your brain has to trick itself into not believing, into believing that your eyes aren't there. Because it's they're not supposed to be there. Like, your body will start attacking your eyes if it knew it was there. So your body, your brain has to trick itself into believing your eyes aren't there.
What? Okay. Yeah, so real quick, Hippie threw she threw another article in here about this story. It just goes a little bit in depth. So the patient BT had been told by her doctors that her blindness had been caused by brain damage from the accident in her early 20s. But years later, during psychotherapy treatment for her psychiatric disorder, she began to switch between blind and sighted states. At first, her sight was limited to just one personality out of more than 10. But as she worked with her therapist, she almost entirely regained her ability to see. That's
And what's her name? BT?
Yeah, it's just gave her initials.
So when BT say, because bitch, I'm trying to figure out who fuck you talking to. She really mean it. Because I'm trying to figure out who you talking to right now. Because it can't be me. It can't be. Most certainly not.
Which one of me do you think you're talking to?
I'm trying to figure out. Hey, I'm trying to figure who. Oh, yeah.
What else? I would wonder, like, what is the switch like? You know, like, if you have five personalities, is it instant? Is it like you wake up as one? Do you just go like, and then you're the next person? Like, how does it switch from one person to the? Because that
it's different for everyone. But I know that stressful situations can bring it on. I don't know if you ever saw the movie, but I think I watched it for like a movie night for one of my, I think for my Patreon, but it's called Split. Identity. I know Identity with John Cusack and what's his name? With so many people in there. Ray Liotta is in there.
That's my boy right there.
Man, that motherfucking movie so good. And it's from the early 2000s, but it still holds up. We actually watched it on New Year's Eve the other night. It was so damn good. It's still a good movie, bro.
That wasn't a damn internet, you scary Patreon. I feel like
it might have been. It might have been.
I did see that, which okay.
Identity. I'm gonna check
that. That's nuts.
So they got the movie from the 80s. It's called Sybil. That's the movie. I think it was like the 80s, early 90s. That was like one of the first movies I remember talking about multiple personality disorders. And like it followed how she would, each personality was so different than the one before. Like they're literally five different people.
What if you could have three personalities? And you got to pick like the people who would they be? Who would your three personalities be? I would want a pimp, right?
Wait a minute,
he's one of the ones that never hits people, but he threatens so well you'd never take him for life, right?
So he's pimp, not a gorilla pimp.
Yeah. Okay. He's not bad like that. I would want a news broadcaster because I feel like they would deliver great news amazingly. And then I would want a little kid because a little kid can get away with saying anything and ain't nothing more honest than a drunk or a kid. So
I don't think you want to switch into a kid's brain. That would freak some people out.
I don't know.
I would want like a smooth dude from I want to turn into like a smooth dude from like London or something with an accent.
That would
be a accent. About personality. Now, well, this sounds like you. This sounds like professions that you want to do. You want to be. This sounds like jobs.
This
you
is just take on. People to hear what to be.
Right. This sounds like jobs you want to do, sir. These ain't personalities.
DG, if one of your personalities was like from a big city like New York,
you mean what a smaller would you, city?
What would you what would you sound like if you was like from a big city like LA or New York?
And you know, Pat, I'm glad you asked me that because when I was a little kid, when I was younger, and by younger I mean like 3 days ago, I practiced accents in the mirror, and I've been doing this since I was a kid because I said I wonder what I would sound like if I was from. So like I would do my New York voice because I would tell myself one day I'm finna grow up and I'm getting ready to get out of here and I'm going to New York City. New York City.
Let's hear it, Gigi.
I can't wait.
So I was talking to him the other day, right? And then he called me, and I was like, right, he called me, and it was like.
Yeah, I think your internet didn't fuck with it.
We missed half of it because the sound went out. I think somebody might have been calling you or something. But I heard enough of the call. I heard the call.
So it sounded like Nicki Minaj. So
Jamal had called me, right? And I was on my way because I'm all on my demon. He ain't on his. So I was on my way over to the deli, to the corner store or whatever, right? And I had a quarter. I was going to get me a coffee. Sergeant Moore, he calls me. I was going to hop the train. And then, bam, before I know it, guess who was over there? Fucking Anthony. Anthony was standing over there with a fur coat for me. And you know how much I love the white guys. You know how much I love the white guys. So I went over there. So we're back together. And I don't want to hear anything about it. I know I told you I was never talking to him again. I don't want to hear anything about it.
I'm not going to lie. I can't tell if this is good or not.
See, it went from
kind of New York to Boston.
I never said car. Not one time did I say I wanted to park my car at the Walmart.
I don't know. All right, Pat, what's the best impersonation you could do or impression you could do when it comes to Regions?
Regions?
Yeah.
Let's hear it, Pat. I got faith in you.
Hey, little shawty, I'm from ATL. You feel me?
I hate you.
I came down. I just ate some ribs. You know what I'm saying? Georgia, Bankhead. Bankhead.
Say,
man, say. Hey, this is my daddy house. What did T.I. say? Hey, be clear. Be clear. It's my daddy house.
Hey, what is it?
Hey, be clear.
Be clear. Be clear.
Hey, be clear. This is my daddy house. All right?
Hey, that main you threw on there was real Memphis, and I like it. I like it, man.
Hey, I could do LA though. I could do LA, nigga. Like, what's happening? No, I can't. Never mind.
Nothing was happening.
My daddy house. I accepted decades ago that impersonations weren't my thing.
I love accents. Accents are one of my most favorite things on earth because okay. I feel like your accent tells your story.
Here we go, Boston.
Oh, here it go.
Oh, God.
Come over here this morning. I parked the car in the hobby yard. I went to get a cup of coffee and a black Sharpie, okay? Fucking guy comes out here, pulls his fucking cock out, huh? Pisses all over my car. What the fuck am I going to do with that?
What else?
Can you only do Angry Boston?
Yeah, I can only do Angry Boston.
Can you do that same monologue as, like, someone who's sad or... Whoa.
I could try. Let's see.
Hey, you shouldn't blow kisses ever. You lost a few freckles.
Okay.
My wife.
A few freckles came off.
He lost 17 freckles doing that.
Let love live, Pat. Let love live, baby.
You better love that woman out loud.
If he said she gonna definitely Photoshop that. Dad, that's crazy. Wait, Taylor, is that tomatoes for me? Taylor, you didn't like my Boston? All right, let me try.
Those tomatoes could have hit any of us.
Let me try to look calmer.
Any of us.
So I get up this morning, right?
And I go to the fucking hobby yard and I park.
It's still angry.
Why?
Have you talked to somebody from Boston? They always sound a little agitated.
You just lowered the volume.
If I had closed my eyes, I was watching.
He's still pissed off.
Okay, hey, let me try to reset. Here we go. So I wake up this morning, right? And I go to the fucking hobby yard.
It's just whispering angry.
Hey. Why you still mad though, Tahir?
I go across the street to get a fucking cup of coffee. And I come back outside and this fucking guy whips out his cock and pees all over my fucking car.
The fucking car?
The fucking car.
What'd you do about it?
I go to the fucking trunk, huh?
No, you're lying.
I grab a crowbar.
You're lying.
And
you're lying.
I fucking hit him in the head. I fucking wham him, okay? It's fucking wicked. Well, wham him in the fucking head.
Wicked.
I talked to one of his whores said, one of his whores told me, because they love whores.
Like wait.
He said, yo, Boston was East St. Louis in the Boston trench coat.
Yeah.
Hey, that coffee was so intense. The way you said coffee in Boston was, I ain't never heard nothing like it before. It was, my God.
I was thoroughly entertained.
He was not pleased.
Louis in a Boston trench coat is hilarious.
The way you said coffee was, my God.
A fucking coffee.
Coffee. I am here to talk about nobody's accent because Lord knows I stretch a word slam out. It don't even need all them syllables and I'm gonna throw them in there. You hear me? I'm finna put them in there. What you need? You need an extra syllable. Cool. I got 2-3 in my pocket, baby. I'll throw 2 of them on that word right there. It don't even need it.
Do you have a word that everybody knows you pronounce funny?
Yep.
What?
Got it in my pocket right now.
C-O-I-N-S.
Coins?
Coins. One more time.
Coins.
Coins. Like Coins.
I need my coins.
Coins. That's Coins. What I'm saying. I'm saying what you're saying.
Coins.
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 Yeah, we're saying the same thing.
Mm. Right. Yours just sounds like a place where you can pay for it.
Coins.
Coins.
Like case quarters. Coins.
Coins, yeah, okay.
Case quarter. Case quarter, like a whole one.
Yep.
Y'all got case quarters too, now.
Yeah. I don't think I know what that is.
You don't know what a case quarter is?
No.
Not yet.
Oh my God.
What's
Jesus Christ and Mercatron. A case quarter. It's a whole quarter.
Uh-huh.
It's the whole fat quarter. That's what you tell people when you want a quarter, not to change incrementally. Like, don't give me 2 dimes and a nickel. I want a case quarter.
That's one.
Oh, that's a whole quarter.
That's just so it's a quarter.
A regular quarter, but it's a case quarter. That's how you tell people that you want a real quarter, not the change from some other type of denomination.
Yeah, but two dimes in a nickel isn't a quarter either. That's just 25 cents.
If I tell you I want 25 cents, some people are still, I want a case quarter. That way I say it and you know that I want the whole
thing. Yeah, but why not say I want a quarter?
Well, maybe that wasn't in my repertoire that day, Pat. People be going through shit.
But you still saying it. You added a word.
Coins. I need some change. Can I get 25 cents from you? Preferably a case quarter. And they'd be like, oh, most certainly. I got a case quarter right here in my ashtray.
And you have a case dollar?
No, not no case dollars. But I would prefer a whole dollar over a coin one.
Seems unnecessary.
It does seem unnecessary. It does.
Yeah, you are just delightful.
That's my word that, you know, I'm not going to fucking work on it.
I'm glad you knew it right away.
We're saying the same thing. That's why I don't understand. Like it sounds the same to me. I'm saying what you're saying. We're in agreement.
I like them hats on the wall.
You like these too? My pimp hats.
That's the most auntie hat I've ever seen in my life. Can you put it on?
I keep an auntie hat. Please know that. I definitely keep an auntie hat.
Is that a cheetah fedora?
Absolutely, Pat.
That definitely got a deck of cards under it.
Yeah, I know y'all so used to seeing these you know, these builder black bitches out here that, you know, they mixed up with all kinds of, I'm a regular smuggler, diggle old black girl, baby. Old school country black girl. I have fedoras. I have accessories. I have glasses. Fedoras. I have fedoras. I have brings. I'm telling you, if you looking for a hat that'll fit you just right, I have fedoras. Brims.
can you take down the cheetah one? I just want to see it.
Oh, you want to see my left pocket got this in it, right pocket got blues in it. That's what you want to see? Oh, let's go.
They don't know what to do with it.
There's a lot.
It's a...
it's so many.
We weren't ready. We apologize for playing with you. We weren't ready.
Oh, okay. Because I thought y'all I was trying to play.
That green one is I like that one. That
green one hard, ain't it? That green one hard.
That you green definitely one got hips on it, baby.
I love accessories. I am all about accessories. My daddy is old country ass high yellow man from the South who is real 80s based. So he believed that color is what you got to put on, baby. How you gonna let him know you ready to shine if you don't throw that color on, baby girl? So we put on colorful outfits. Like, my daddy will really be out here dressed like the Mask. I'm talking about yellow from head to toe, baby. I'm talking about yellow from head to toe. The hats, the shirt, the pants. He got the shoes to go with it. He got the accessories. He done went and got a charm to go with the necklace. And then he got his nugget rings on.
And that's just like a regular day outfit, huh? That's just to go to the store?
That is ready to go to Walmart. My daddy said, you got to put that on, baby. Go in there and starch them pants. And they got to stand up on their own. Them pants ain't standing up. They ain't ready to go.
That's true.
They ain't ready to go. So, there's that.
That's dope. Those are absolutely switchblade wielding hats up there.
I mean, my demure hats are behind the wall. I have my Willie Gilbert and my Hillary Banks hats with the little T hats. Uh-huh. Those are back there.
I remember the Hillary Banks.
Yeah, right. Those meant time to be classy.
They had Hillary Banks and Blossom in the same hats.
And them hats definitely went hard because I watched Blossom and wanted them outfits.
Yep.
But Blossom, I wanted
her aloof ass brother Joey.
Whoa. Joey.
Yeah, Joey.
Not to be confused with Butterfuka.
Well, listen, it don't matter where you're from, ladies and gentlemen. You could be from the back streets of the big metropolis city, Woodrow, or you could be from the chill coast of Los Angeles. What does matter is at some point you're gonna need to take care of your body. You're gonna need a little something for your pits. Okay, you're gonna need potentially a little body deodorant to make sure things don't get out of hand. And fellas, I want to encourage you to check out Mando. Okay, they got tons of options. If you've been wanting to change up your regimen when it comes to your personal grooming, this is the opportunity to do it. They got the whole body deodorant, safe to use anywhere on your body, pits, balls, thighs, folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, feet. It don't matter. It was created by a doctor who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. So one of those people that sweat a lot, okay, or when you start sweating, it starts smelling like something, you need to check them out. Mando deodorant products offer solid deodorant sticks that were formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. So before somebody starts grabbing their nose and start, because you know when it's coming, when you hear somebody like, what's that smell? It's you. And you know it's you. Check this Mando out, all right? You get to choose from a variety of fresh scents like bourbon leather. Don't that just sound good? Bourbon leather, clover woods, Mount Fuji, excuse me, and Pro Sport. Tons of options when it comes to that. And you get to try any one of the options right now because, you know, if we're telling you about it, we got a crazy little deal for it. I got the Mando deodorant. And I also got the body deodorant. I got a little something for the pits, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I'm traveling, going out of the country in tropical areas like Jamaica, went to Aruba. Definitely had that Mando with me before you can even start stinking. It's stopping at 6 feet away, okay? But again, Mando Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick of deodorant. You get the cream tube deodorant. You get two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash, the deodorant wipes. I told you we got you covered. And you get free shipping. As a special offer for all of our listeners right now, new customers get $5 off the starter pack with our exclusive code. That's D-I-Y-S. And that equates to over 40% off your starter pack. So again, head to Mando. I'm sorry. Head to Shop Mando. That's S-H-O-P-M-A-D-O.com. Use the promo code D-I-Y-S to get $5 off your starter pack. Again, shopmando.com. Use promo code D-I-Y-S to get $5 off your first promo pack. We in there.
Mando.
Mando. Mando. You said you took you some Mando when you went to Jamaica?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you see? You wild. You wild. I feel like that was an Indian window. And I'm not walking through that right there. I see what you tried to do, GD. I thought we was better than that.
Well, I'm just saying, you took your Samanda when you went to Jamaica. That's how you find out if it worked. You know, you can actually just take it down to Georgia if you want to find out if it worked before you leave the country.
That is true. Tell Georgia and New Orleans. New Orleans got us.
South Carolina, too.
You be fighting for your life as soon as you step on the other side of that hotel door. You won't fight.
As soon as you walk outside, I'm telling you. I promise you, you'll smell like a 1996 Super Bowl champion if your ass ain't suited and booted up under them arms, baby.
I didn't know the East Coast got as humid as it did to New York in the summertime, D.C. in the summertime. Disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Nasty. It's nasty. I was taking 3 showers a day when I went to New York in the summertime with Farron. It was our first time there. We trying to do all the touristy shit, which was fun. Don't get me wrong. We shit on the tourist shit. But when me and Farron went, because it was her first time, we did the tour shit. We did the hop-on, hop-off bus. We did the ferry. We went around the statue. We had a fucking blast. So if you go to New York, I encourage you to do the touristy shit. You'll learn a lot on that hop-off, hop-on bus. But don't sit up top, because that sun going to fucking bake you.
That's the red one? The red double-deckers?
Yeah. Yep. They got a couple of them. But the red one is the most prominent and the most famous one, in my opinion. We're going to jump into this last story about Bigfoot. All right, so we had two Oregon men found dead after searching for Sasquatch in Washington State. First of all, the fact that people are still looking for Bigfoot baffles me. All right,
he hasn't been found though.
Yeah, he's the hide and seek champion. Ain't nobody beat this motherfucker in the last 30 years, and y'all keep trying. Let it go. Let this man retire.
Bro said he's not gonna pay them high ass rent prices, so do not find him. He is living off the grid.
Two men hunt for the Sasquatch were found dead in Washington State. After a days-long search, the hunters from Oregon, both from Portland, reported missing by a family member on Christmas Day. They had been searching for the legendary creature in eastern Skamania County and were expected to return on Christmas Eve, according to Skamania County Sheriff's Office. A search was launched, and a vehicle linked to the men was found near Willard, Washington. After a three-day effort involving over 60 people, the bodies of two men, ages 37 and 59, were discovered in Gifford Pinchot National Forest, a remote, heavily wooded area in southwestern Washington. The sheriff's office stated that the cause of death appeared to be exposure based on weather conditions and ill preparedness.
Niggas ruined Christmas. Yeah.
The most horrible part about that is the families of the two men will never be able to really enjoy Christmas again. The holidays are going to suck for them for the rest of
them. They'll mess up the holidays right now. That's going to shut the party down every year.
I didn't know people looked for Bigfoot in the snow.
Sure. I thought that became the abominable snowman when you did it that way, but I don't know shit. So
low key, I think that they're the same thing. It's just the weather change. Like the background is different.
That's his cousin.
I thought the abominable snowman was more in like
Antarctica.
Normally, horrible weather places like Alaska or goddamn Antarctica. I didn't think that he would be in, like, somewhere as accessible as Washington.
We don't know.
That's the truth.
Abominable snowman, a Yeti, a Cooper Chabra, Sasquatch. They all got the same dad. They all got the same dad.
We don't know if they could have found him though, and maybe that's why they died.
I mean, that motherfucker, he didn't do nothing to him. They said the sheriff's department said it looked like they died from weather conditions, like they were ill prepared. But you're right.
There you go.
Cover up.
Put the mad quotes on it.
What if they found them and all the body pieces is just like scattered around? They had built a pile of body pieces. Like, yeah, we can't tell like, about this.
Oh shit.
We can't tell about
you better
this.
And you better look a, you know where.
That's crazy. I didn't know. People are really still looking for them. And there's like there's so many documentaries that you could find about Bigfoot, even like TV shows. And they all every episode ends with like, all right, well, we didn't find him, but next time.
Everyone.
Right.
Everyone.
They've been looking for this dude forever. He don't want to be found.
But I mean, think about all the animals we still pulling out the ocean we ain't never seen before.
Man, listen, this is the best child support dodging case I've ever seen in my life. That Bigfoot has been running, boy. That boy been dodging them papers for a while.
Gigi, what's something you want to get done this year? We're at the top of the year. What are you proclaiming? What are you manifesting?
I'm proclaiming the 85 South Show couch for myself.
Okay.
I like
Has
that.
Has anybody offered it to me? Hell no. I'm putting it out. Anybody offered it to me? Have I talked to anybody about it? Hell no.
Okay.
Oh, listen. The 85 South Show couch for myself.
Okay. I love that.
I'm also claiming. I'm claiming that, you know, I'm going to eat better this year. I really am. I really got to get a handle on the way that I'm eating because I'm already making these sharecropper meals at home. And then when I go on the road, I'm eating like a whole hood. I'm talking about fried chicken wings, French fries. I'm using the ranch as a side itself. Like I'm not even treating it like a condiment. I'm treating it like, let me get a barrel of blue cheese and ranch. And I'm going to use all of it. I'm going to have my arm down in the vat all the way down like this. And then wondering why my back got more surface area than the Mississippi Delta. I got to eat better. I got to make better choices. I really do.
More surface area than the Mississippi Delta.
Southern people be having sayings in their back pocket. I don't have any sayings.
Listen,
we are colorful people.
Gigi would be a perfect harem. She would have them hoes in check. She wouldn't raise a hand to none of them. She would just say some smooth shit like that, and then they would just fall the fucking lie.
In the remake of a Posse. I'm ready to be in it. I got my own cowboy boots and everything. Put me in it. Let me be Big Nose Kate in the remake of Tombstone. Go ahead and let Doc have a little sensational pace.
I love Tombstone.
I'm the black girlfriend. Tombstone. And I show up with them things. Sold out. I brought my own props. And I got my own wig again over here in this grocery bag.
Let me see.
The wigs? Yeah.
In the grocery bag?
Let me get them for you. Let me go back in my Barney bag and get them for you.
I didn't even know that was a. I thought that
I
was
thought
hanging
that was
on the
wall picture. I didn't know. It was
I messed you up with that one, didn't I? Back behind the bookcase.
He just went by. I was like, damn! I for sure thought that was hanging on the wall.
Oh, regarding the story in the county that they went missing in, the Sasquatch is protected, and a person can get a year in jail or $1,000 fine if one of the folklore creatures is harmed.
What?
Wait. So does that mean that the county believes in them?
It has to. He's protected.
Oh my God.
Are those gold curtains?
I got some of these right here. I got some of these. Now, all of these together is synthetical. This ain't nothing but about 10 shredded plastic bags that I'm going to end up sitting on, hoisting on top of my damn head. Because I'm not finna buy no human hair wig, baby. I'm not finna refinance my family to put no damn wig on. I already got the damn man. He already know what I look like, bald headed and with a 30-inch bust down. So all these wigs right here, $12. $12. No human was harmed in the making of any of these dad blame wigs. Not nary a human was harmed making these wigs. So I'm the one out here doing the Lord's work. Amen and amen again.
There it is.
That's a lot of switch ups. You like a spy.
International super spy. Super spy.
Before we get out of here, I want to read this one story to y'all. I just saw this, and this is I don't even know. I read this story that says that. Let me pull it.
I just saw that.
You just got it.
I just saved that. Yeah.
Okay. So it says a study showed that sober rats prefer silence, but rats on cocaine prefer jazz music.
What the hell are scientists doing? This just sounds like they were bored and had drugs and rats. Yeah. Like, how do we know what they prefer?
That's right. Definitely something that happens around hour six on a 10-hour shift. Be like, fuck, we still got 4 hours.
So is this what they're doing with the drug bust?
Yes.
Is this what they're doing with it?
I wonder, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think that scientists just have a plug.
My God. Hey, at least once they get their nose dirty, they like proper music.
How do they even know what they prefer? Right. Like, did the fucking rat just start snapping? Like, yeah, jazz, cat.
Right. That rat was like, hey, turn that stick talk off. I don't want to hear that right now, man. I got it right here.
It says the research found that sober rats dislike music very much. After the silence, the rats liked Beethoven's Fur Elise more than Miles Davis's iconic jazz tune 4. But when the rats were given doses of cocaine, their taste shifted and they gravitated towards jazz.
Because they knew Miles was on that yapa with them. That's why.
Exactly.
They knew Miles like a good little nose candy too. They said, hey, my boy gonna go in on this pot. Put it on. That's
crazy.
Put it on. He got something on
his
bag.
You know what's crazy? It goes on and it starts talking about the drug. You know, Miles is from East St. Louis. It says cocaine hydrochloride was made by this company, Sigma Outreach Company in St. Louis, Missouri, was dissolved in 0.9% sodium chloride. So they got the cocaine from St. Louis to keep it all the way real with them.
Wow. Well, the craziest thing is, like, what information did they get out of this? Like, okay. Rats on cocaine like jazz. Like, what? Where do you go from there? That's just it. We just know that rats can do cocaine and they like jazz. We don't get anything out of that.
Right. What are we getting from this?
That is random. That's crazy. That is so random. We don't. That's definitely bored science.
Yeah. I don't get that one at
all.
They
need to get Bill Nye back in that damn lab. Get Bill Nye and Beekman from Beekman's World back in that damn lab. Because ever since they left up out of the science lab, shit been all downhill.
Oh. Bill Nye probably do that shit too. He probably off that shit also.
I would prefer for Bill Nye to be on cloud nine in that lab. I still believe him. I still believe whatever he say. Because Bill Nye is an essential part of my childhood.
He ain't never said us wrong.
He never led me astray. I believe him.
Listen, before we get up out of here, Gigi, you got anything coming up you want the people to look out for, you want them to check up on in a couple of weeks, a couple of days, a couple of months? Go ahead and then let the people know where they can find you and what to look out for.
Well, if you are interested in following me on my social platforms, my name is Gigi LaFlair, and that is my name on all platforms. I will be in Killeen, Texas on January the 10th. You can get tickets on my website at gigilaflair.com. I will also be in Cancun, Mexico, February 20th through the 24th. If you are interested in having a comedy beach extravaganza with me, Daphne Springs, so many others. I'm telling you, it's going to be a 4-day beach extravaganza and you do not want to miss it. And if you go ahead and go on my website at gigilaflair.com, there'll be a discount code on there for you. So you can save a little bit of money because, you know, I want you to
save money. Wait. Gigi, is that the LOL Explosion?
The LOL Comedy Beach Extravaganza experience to hear. Are you going to be there as well?
With SoFly Entertainment?
Yeah, cool. They ain't never
going
to see nothing
like this before. Hey, listen, Corey Bell going to be there too.
So we're showing that.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Hey, Pat, do you want us to ask Grandma, can you spend a night with us? Do you want me to go?
Yeah, see if she says yeah.
Okay, you know, you got
I'm just behind you, like.
You got to bring your church clothes, because if you don't bring your church clothes, you can't.
Yeah, yeah, because you got to go to church with us on Sunday if you spend a night.
You got to bring your church clothes. Is that okay? Okay, I'll go ahead and ask right now for you.
Hey, listen, I show ass. I was like, hey, can my wife come? Because, yeah.
I'm sure got my husband with me. I got my husband, my purse, and my sandals. Okay. I got my husband, my pocketbook, and my sandals, baby. We ready to go.
My pocketbook.
Got my pocketbook.
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen, man. Hey, we want to thank Gigi for pulling up today, man. We want to shout out to the OG squad, people that's pulling up today. The Scary Squad pulled up as well. Shout out to you guys right now for watching it. We'll see y'all next week. As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this has been another episode of Damn Internet. You scary. Happy New Year's, guys.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.